Das kann so sich nicht machen, dass ich schlage, wenn ich mir sage, Chulun darf, Samach Aleph. Die Mischung erzählt, Simone Ha'oif, Loi Nemru. In fact, when I write, the Torah says that a Nesher is a non-kosher bird that teaches that just as a Nesher does not have an extra toe, does not have a crop, does not have a gizzard that can be peeled, and it claws and eats, the same is true for all other birds with those characteristics that are not kosher. On the other hand, the Torah says that Tyran birds are kosher. This teaches just as Tyran have an extra toe, and they have a crop, and they have a gizzard that can be peeled, and they don't claw and eat, the same is true for all other birds with these characteristics that they're kosher. We see from this Bryce that the simanim for a kosher bird are learned from the Torah, which contradicts our Mishnah. And for tomorrow, Abaye said the Mishnah means that the signs were not stated explicitly in the Torah, but rather learned by the Rabbanim from the fact that the Torah says that the Nesher is not kosher, and the Tyran are kosher. Rechia told a Bryce that says if a bird has even one of the signs of a kosher bird, it's a kosher bird because it's not similar to the Nesher. It's only a bird like the Nesher that has none of the other kosher signs that may not be eaten. But a bird that with even one sign may be eaten. Why don't we instead learn from the Tyran and say it's only birds like the Tyran birds that have all four signs of a kosher bird that may be eaten? If this were true, there'd be no reason for the Tyran to list the other non-kosher birds that it lists, since none of them have all four signs. Why don't we learn from the other birds that are listed that have three of the signs and yet may not be eaten? We can learn that any bird with only three of the signs, and certainly if it only has one or two of the signs, may not be eaten. If that was true, the Torah would not have listed the Oirev bird, which only has two of the kosher signs. Since it did, it must be that a bird that has even less than three of the signs can be a kosher bird. In fact, why don't we learn from the Oirev bird that just as it has only two of the signs that may not be eaten, so too any bird that has only two of the signs may not be eaten. If that was true, the Torah would not have listed the Peres and the Osnia birds, which have only one of the kosher signs. Since it did, it must be that a bird that has even less than two of the kosher signs can be a kosher bird. In fact, why don't we learn from the Peres and Osnia birds that just as they have only one of the kosher signs that may not be eaten, so too any bird that has only one of the kosher signs may not be eaten. And if that was true, the Torah would not have listed the Nesher, which has none of the signs of a kosher bird. Since it did, it must be that a bird that has even one of the signs can be a kosher bird. It seems from the Braisa that the only way we know that a bird that is not kosher is if it lacks any of the signs is from the Pasuk, it's from the fact that the Pasuk lists the Nesher. If not for that, we would learn from the Peres and Osnia that a bird with just one sign is not a kosher bird. But that's not correct, because the Peres and Osnia are two psukim, they're two words really. They're teaching the same thing, and we have a rule that shnei ksuma b'am kiyachod, that you can't learn from such a pasuk. And for the Gemara, we have a Kabbalah that the sign that the Perez has is different than the sign that the Osnia has. Therefore, they're not considered to be shnei ksuma b'am kiyachod, and therefore we could have learned to other contexts as well. In fact, the Torah lists 24 species of non-kosher birds. Certainly, there's an overlap among them, which have the same kinds of signs of a kosher bird. If so, there are definitely two that are teaching the same thing, and we should therefore not be able to teach to another context. If so, we again have the question, why did the Torah have to list the Nesher, which has none of the signs? Why did it have to list that as a non-kosher bird? And for the Gemara, we have a Kabbalah that 20 of the 24 listed birds have three of the signs. The Oirev has two of the signs. The Peres has one, and the Osnia has one. Between the Peres and the Osnia, one of them has a sign that none of the other 23 have. Therefore, we would be able to learn from that one to other birds and say that having that one kosher sign does not make it kosher. The Pasuk therefore lists the Nesher to teach that only something like the Nesher that has none of the signs is not kosher, but a bird that has at least one of the signs other than those birds listed in the Pasuk as being non-kosher, but anything else is kosher. If so, why did the Torah have to write that Tyrim, which have all the four signs of a kosher bird, are kosher? If tomorrow, Ukva Bar Chama said, the Tyrin are listed to teach that it's fit to be brought as a carbon, not to teach that it may be eaten.